Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out, let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I want to talk to y'all about something about the election that you need to know.
Okay, do
that. Hillary Clinton cannot be president.
Why is that?
Okay. Because it goes against the law of God.
The law
only
of God?
Only Son of God.
Only Hillary Clinton?
Okay, let me read you a real short and explain this to you, okay?
It's not a Bible quote, is it?
Well, it is, but it's just a very short sentence, okay?
Real short. Real short.
Okay. It says, in order that Jehovah may carry out his word that he spoke respecting me, David, saying, if your sons will take care of their way by walking before me in truth and with all their heart and with all their soul, there will not be cut off a son of yours from sitting upon the throne of Israel.
All right, what's that mean, Paula?
Okay, we are the true Israel.
Oh, you're
going
to keep going? No, that was short enough.
That's it.
Okay, all right. All of our presidents have been from the house of David except for four. That was by accident. But anyway, the thing is, only a son of David can be on the throne of Israel. And this
so
is why
daughters of David cannot possibly...
No, only the sons of David.
But it does have a caveat in there, Paula, where it says, if you will follow my ways and,
He's talking
whatever.
About his sons.
Right, and they haven't done a very good job of following his ways. I mean, the presidents have been,
in my opinion,
very poor.
I mean, they're messed up. I mean, there's been so much intermarriage in the family.
But wait, are you saying that that no woman can be a president according to the Bible?
What did God just say here?
Said so.
He said
I'm just trying to understand,
David.
That's all. I mean, sometimes...
He's talking about the sons of David.
Pay attention, dummy.
So are you saying that God doesn't like women?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because we are Israel and we have to have a son of Israel to be on the throne, a son of David. This is what God says.
And there's also, I believe, Paul writes, I can't tell you which verse it is, but basically that women shouldn't have dominion over men or something like that.
It's very misogynistic, isn't it, the Bible?
Well, anyway, I mean, I thought that was, very interesting for, because I knew this myself, because, it's in my book on the house of David. God told David his sons would be on the throne forever.
Now, and Paula, is it possible that that Hillary could win, or will there be, like, a lightning bolt from Jesus?
It's in here, right here now, during the time that we're in right now. He talks about this. He said there will be a son of David to come to the throne. And he talked about GW and what he's doing, and he's very mad. And he said, I gave you a king, but he says, I'm going to take him out with my fury. He is very upset with him right now.
Is he going to take him out on January the 20th, 2009?
I have no idea how he's going to do it, but he said he would take him out with his fury.
Hmm. Okay.
And he's very upset with him. And
Look, I just want to understand the Bible thing. What's going to happen if Hillary Clinton is elected?
She won't be. Nobody wants her. Matter of fact, I've already talked to the party, and I'm Andy Jackson's family. My family started the Democratic Party, and I've already talked to them. And
did your family also start the Republican Party as well?
Well, the House of David was originally Democrats before we became Republicans a long time ago.
Very interesting.
But anyway,
possible. You're saying that there's no way that Hillary Clinton could possibly be elected because God has said
so. I've already talked to the Democratic Party today about this, and they said, yeah, they knew this. And
that's
I said,
amazing.
There's no way. And matter of fact, I called her office today and mentioned it to her little girl in the office and now read this right to her. And but the thing is, she ought to know this because her son is the son of David. So is Gore. So is Bush. So are the Kennedys. I mean, they're all family.
What about Ron Paul?
Does Hillary Clinton have a son?
No, she has a daughter.
Okay.
Right. All right. You get all this, Mark? Did you get all that?
I'm listening. I think that there was a caveat in the sentence originally, and I think that we could very well have Hillary as president. And I think that if she's the Democratic nominee and
she's
Ron Paul is not the Republican nominee, then we will have her as president.
She's a communist?
Yeah, she is. I've got a
That's something
on her.
We agree on 100%, Paula. Thank you for the call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. She's definitely... is a communist. I don't know about the Jesus thing in the Bible and the David and all that other stuff, but...
Paula didn't mention Jesus at all during that call.
Oh, that's all... The Jesus is always behind the Bible stuff. Anyway,
that's your assumption.
Yeah, well, it's the book's about him, isn't it? He's the main character. I don't know why they didn't call it the Jesus instead of the Bible.
Depends on who you ask. I mean, the Old Testament is a compilation of some of the books of the Jews, and they don't believe in Jesus at all.
Hmm. Yeah, well, what do I know?
It's just an interpretation.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. 1-800-259-9231, your nightly commentary from our crackpot listener, Paula.
She's awesome. Come on.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so to a real issue that actually matters. Mark Emery. We had him on the show, I don't know, about a couple of years ago now, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I've actually gotten in touch with his wife to try to get him back on Free Talk Live to talk about what's going on in his case. In case you don't know, he is the king of pot. He is the prince, actually, I think is what he's called, the prince of pot.
Because that's alliterative.
Mark Emery. He is, you may not know, or you may or may not know, he runs Cannabis Culture magazine. Now, many people have probably seen High Times here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis Culture is sort of the Canadian competitor to High Times. It is available usually right next to High Times in most magazine stores and that sort of thing. It's a very popular magazine, and he's been doing it for a long time. He also ran a seed business where he was distributing marijuana seeds online. You could place an order for all kinds of different varieties, and he would send them out to you. He did that for many, many years. Well, on January 21st, 2008, this according to the National Post, nationalpost.com, an extradition hearing will begin in Vancouver for Mark Emery, Canada's preeminent activist for the legalization of marijuana, who, by the way, I might add, has also endorsed Ron Paul for president. Even though he's in Canada, he's got a large U.S. following, obviously, and I watched a video of Mark sitting with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, and Mark, throughout the entire video, had a Ron Paul shirt on and was very, very vocal about his support for Ron Paul. So, and if you didn't guess, he is a self-professed libertarian as well. Anyway, Mark has been charged in the United States with conspiring to manufacture and distribute marijuana and conspiring to launder money. If convicted under U.S. law, he faces possible life imprisonment without parole. Should Mark be extradited to the U.S., the Canadian court will almost certainly say yes. It has little choice under the Extradition Act. Mark openly admits selling marijuana seeds over the Internet to customers around the world, including the United States, for years. His conduct would have been grounds for criminal charges here in Canada, although Canadian authorities never chose to charge him. But that's enough under the Act to make it mandatory for the judge to commit him for surrender to U.S. authorities. That's where you come in, Mr. Justice Minister. Once the court has ruled, the Extradition Act gives you discretion to refuse to surrender Mark if it, quote, would be unjust or oppressive having regard to all the relevant circumstances, unquote. Here are some of the circumstances you might consider relevant. From 1999 until he was arrested in 2005, Mark declared on his income tax return that his occupation was marijuana seed vendor. He paid $578,000 in income taxes to federal and BC government coffers. He gave Canada Revenue Agency access to his bank statements and explained all his cash flows to them. The CRA graciously accepted his money without ever taking any action to put a stop to all this criminal activity. If you believe that all Canadians benefit from taxes being collected and government spending that money, I don't, but most Canadians do, says the author, then logically you'll have to concede that Mark has been a huge benefactor to the Canadian people. But at the very least, even if you don't believe that, if you believe that governments exist to protect life and liberty, at least so-called consensual governments as we have today, of course, I don't necessarily agree with that necessarily, but many people do. Many people believe that governments are there to protect your life and your liberty and your property. And Mark Emery very clearly made a point of being above board as far as the government's little laws and rules were concerned about paying his taxes. And so, therefore, one would think that if he'd sent in these $578,000 to the government, that they might have some sort of obligation to protect him.
Yeah, I don't think this minister is going to feel any obligation to protect him. He's not going to see any personal benefit, and therefore I just can't imagine. Bureaucrats, elected officials are all about cover your own butt.
Plus, the U.S. government is putting pressure on the Canadian government as well, and it's probably a lot more pressure than anything Mark Emery or his supporters could muster up.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the point is, I think it's a good point that she's making here. If they send Mark Emery back to the United States, it'll really just go to prove for those Canadian folks, and we've already known this in the United States for the longest time because of many Supreme Court decisions, that government has no obligation to protect you. It demands that you pay it money and forces you to jump through all kinds of hoops in order to live your life, but it, at the same time, claims it has no obligation to protect you. We're going to find out if the Canadian government sends Mark to the United States and extradites him, that Canadian citizens also have no obligation, or the government also has no obligation to protect them. But more about Mark's story here in moments. This is your show. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, archives included. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up for free online at freetalklive.com. They're right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. Totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for their lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. By the way, I got an email, I think it was today or yesterday, from Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, and he has announced that he has never received, even though they came and they, you know, they took all of his stuff, the feds. They stole all of the money that was sitting there and the
precious metals, his computers, his phones, everything.
Even though they stole his entire business from him, they never gave him a cease and desist order. Of course, he hasn't been arrested and charged with a crime either. Even though they claim they want to arrest him, they've never actually bothered to set up a time to arrest him. He's told them he's willing to.
Right, he'd walk. All they have to do is call him. He'll turn himself in.
Right. So they've yet to arrest him, and they haven't given him a cease and desist order. So
it's a very strange situation.
Right.
How's he ever even going to get to court to get some kind of justice in this?
Well, he's filing a lawsuit, so we'll see what happens.
But
with that.
But if he didn't, then they just have his money. Right?
That's right.
That's what they want.
Yeah, they want the gold and silver.
Just a bunch of thieves.
That's correct. Yeah, well, anyway, since he hasn't been ordered to cease and desist, he's going to continue selling Liberty Dollars. And he has announced that the Liberty Dollar organization is going to be releasing a 2008 Liberty Dollar, as they would normally be doing. Of course, obviously, you're going to be risking confiscation again if you place an order. But I'm sure there's a significant percentage of Liberty Dollar supporters out there that just don't care and are willing to take that risk in order to get their hands on the new batch. And they've added in some new innovations to try to make it very clear that these aren't trying to be U.S. government currency. So there have been some tweaks that have been made to the Liberty Dollar.
Right, and if you thought they were, then you just weren't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be even more obvious. Now, they're going to be putting MSRP next to the price point on the Liberty Dollar. So where it says $20 on the silver piece, it'll say MSRP next to it, manufacturer suggested retail price. That's a pretty common industry term. So anyway, they're trying to make things ever more bulletproof over there at the Liberty Dollar and pressing forward on into the future with wonderful sound currency that actually has real money behind it. So pretty exciting, pretty cool, and good to know that they're still pressing forward. Of course, we expect to be seeing Bernard von Nothaus here within a matter of, a few hours, because he's going to be attending the Liberty Forum this weekend. Anyway, more about that on the way. Back to the Mark Emery case in Canada. He's known as the Prince of Pot. He is the founder of Cannabis Culture magazine. He, for many years, sold marijuana seeds through the Internet to people in all kinds of countries around the world. And now the United States government, well, for the past few years, the United States government has been trying to get the Canadian government to extradite Mark Emery. And he's not in a Canadian prison cell. He's out and about in Canada. He's been doing his thing and, you know, continuing to operate his business. But now they've wanted to, and they're trying again to extradite him. And there's going to be a hearing this month on that, on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get Mark on the show to have him actually tell us about this, but right now we're relying on NationalPost.com to give us the story. As the National Post points out, Mr. Emery has paid over $578,000 in income taxes over the past several years to the Canadian government. And, you know, the author here is trying to make some points as to why they shouldn't be extraditing Mark Emery to the United States.
Right, right. Why, if the Canadian government is a legitimate government, it should protect its citizens from enemies foreign.
Right.
And it's not.
Well, of course, we know on this show that governments don't do that. They have no obligation to protect you.
The only thing they want to protect, Canada wants to protect anybody from is the only ones they want to protect is Canada itself.
The Canadian government, yeah. Mark has helped Canadians in, he says here, as for the money laundering charge, maybe all Canadians should face U.S. indictments for having conspired with Mark to transform Americans' outlays on recreational drugs into Canadian outlays on health care, roads, schools, etc. Mark has helped Canadians in other ways, too. When Canada was compelled in 2000 to legalize medical marijuana by the R.V. Parker decision of the Ontario Court of Appeal, confusion reigned. Although the court has said that individuals suffering from the daily pain of illnesses such as epilepsy, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, cancer, and AIDS could use marijuana with their doctor's approval, there was nowhere they could legally acquire it. Authorized users who asked Health Canada how to get their marijuana were given the suggestion they purchase it online from Mark Emery. For 8 years, Mark sent every member every federal member of parliament a free subscription to his magazine Cannabis Culture. Every issue included a copy of his seed catalog. Every single MP and all of their office staff turned a blind eye to his activities, just as Canada Revenue Agency and Health Canada had done. He made it very, very clear and very, very public what it was that he was doing, and no one in Canada had any issue with it. The prohibition against selling marijuana seeds in Canada went unenforced for years, but the benefits of those seed sales were accepted unhesitatingly by Canadian authorities.
Oh, I imagine they weren't turning down those taxes.
Nope, it would be the height of hypocrisy and injustice for this country to now hand over its benefactor to a foreign government for prosecution it declined to pursue itself. But there's more. Go to any internet search engine and enter marijuana seeds. You'll find many seed vendors still operating without prosecution in British Columbia and other Canadian provinces. Why is the U.S. government not seeking the extradition of these vendors? Why just Mark and his two employees, Michelle Rainey and Greg Williams? I think the answer is obvious, says the author. The so-called BC3, those three people, have taken a principled public stand against the U.S. government's war on drugs. Mark, in particular, is a highly effective spokesman for his cause. He was never in this business primarily for financial gain, and generally kept only enough of his marijuana seed profits to live on.
It seems to me that that's absolutely true. He reported all of his income, by the sounds of it, I mean, just an incredible amount of taxes mm-hmm. he paid. Doesn't sound to me like a huckster, cheat, a
nope.
thief, a swindler.
He's always pointed out that he's taken his profits and reinvested them into the marijuana movement to help promote legalization and that sort of thing. Instead, he's donated over $4 million and countless hours to fund court challenges, establish compassion clubs for medical marijuana users, pay medical bills for activists, sponsor conferences and protests, fund ballot initiatives, fund political campaigns, and so on. For over a decade, he's been a huge thorn in the side of politicians and bureaucrats in the United States who disagree with him on the political issue of legalizing marijuana.
And what do politicians do when they disagree with and when you disagree with them on something politically?
Throw you in jail.
Yeah.
The Extradition Act requires you, Mr. Justice Minister, to refuse to surrender a person if the request for extradition is made for the purpose of prosecuting or punishing the person by reason of their political opinion. Please consider Mark's long history of idealistic activism and tell the U.S. government that you won't let them haul this politically motivated Canadian hero off to one of their jails. Again, he's facing life in a U.S. prison with no possibility of parole for his role in selling people seeds. Seeds.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, can you understand this? Those of you who might be new to this message.
It's an insane drug policy.
Right.
And
seeds.
The government will stop at nothing to protect, well, their racket in just collecting all kinds of money from this minority group that doesn't have much protection.
And Mark Emery is the ringleader, if you will. He's the most visible proponent of legalizing marijuana in the U.S. and Canada, and that's why he's being targeted. I hope we'll be able to get him back on the show before this January 21st hearing to see what he has to say and hear from him. In the meantime, you can go to his website. It's cannabisculture.com. More on the way here. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Second Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B."
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Man Winter's been singing his icy serenade for weeks now, but he could be tuning up for the worst weather yet. And you should be too. Tuning up, that is. When I come back, it's Do-Re-Mi.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Besides a scheduled maintenance tune-up, here are some other hints to keep you safe this winter. Put a new ice scraper in your glove compartment, fresh antifreeze in the radiator, and kitty litter in the trunk. Winter evenings are dark ones. Make sure all your lights work, including your high beams, tail lights, and interior lamps. And buy the biggest battery your car will physically hold. What you're buying is peace of mind and the sweetest symphony of all, the whir of a well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything to toll-free numbers. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals like boric acid and fire retardants. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. We go into the phone calls. Talk to William in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
Hey, guys. This Mark Emery thing is something very close to my heart. And I thought I'd share with you that by the FBI and DEA's own admission, Mark Emery is a political prisoner, and they went after him because he was a marijuana legalization advocate.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a press release that said they went after him because he was advocated a political position.
Yep. Yeah, they don't want that. They don't want people hearing the message of freedom, the freedom to control your own body and put in it what you choose. And that's what Mark Emery talks about that's what he supports. He's a libertarian.
What scares me, though, is this is a treaty that we have with Canada. So Canada has the power to arrest me for a political purpose, even if I haven't violated any law in the United States.
Yeah, so it could go in a contrary fashion.
It could. It's not likely to happen that way, though.
Who knows? I mean, did anyone expect that to happen with Mark Emery?
He is obviously a political prisoner. And the fact that we can violate the sovereignty of Canada like this is, this goes beyond borders.
Well, Canada's violating its own sovereignty.
That's what I was going to say. Canadian government that's clearly at fault here for being the U.S. government's bitch, essentially. I mean, they come at their beck and call, and Canadian individuals living in Canada should be outraged about this.
I'm outraged at the United States government, too.
Sure.
In the Prince of Pot documentary done by Canadian Broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
It's like an two-hour long documentary. It's on YouTube, and you can watch the whole thing, and it's a pretty objective, Canadian view of the problem that they're having there with this.
Very good. Any other thoughts tonight, William?
No, that's it. Mark wants everyone to overgrow the government. He wants more plants than they can keep up with, and that's why they're after it.
Man, I really hope this turns out okay for him, because he is an excellent voice in the Canadian culture and also in the United States, who's out there promoting pro-liberty ideas. He's out there promoting Ron Paul. He's endorsed Ron Paul.
His magazine is great. I mean, it's a very much a political magazine. If you're into political reading, that's a subscription to get.
Very good, William. Thanks for the recommendations tonight. And thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, I mean, his wife, Jody, nice lady. She's actually on our Shrine of Female Listeners.
Very pretty.
Jody is, I'm sure she'll continue the operations if Mark is put away. But, man, it would be a real shame to lose Mark to some American prison for the rest of his life because he advocated freedom.
Right, and, this is that's the real it's the focal point coming the 20th of January, 23rd, would you say? 21st of January, because once he's in the prison system, getting him out will be nine.
You'll have to appeal and appeal and appeal.
Each of them taking 2 years at least.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. In other marijuana-related news, there's a story here from the Marijuana Policy Project. According to them, studies show marijuana laws don't increase use. Medical marijuana laws don't increase use. Weak marijuana apparently also works as well as the high-dose THC pills. This is from Washington. Two just-published scientific studies provide further evidence that medical marijuana laws don't increase marijuana use, and even that weak marijuana works as well as Marinol, which is a THC pill, sometimes touted as a substitute for marijuana. In fact, we've heard some of these Republican candidates, when they've been bird-dogged recently by medical marijuana patients to try to get them to corner them and get them to answer the question about will they arrest and incarcerate medical marijuana users, and will they continue the raids on the California medical marijuana dispensaries, usually they don't want to answer, or usually they'll sort of pawn off their answer on, well, there's some legal alternatives that you guys can use.
Yeah, well, they started doing that, because I don't think they even knew when the questions were first asked to them that there was some kind of legal alternative.
Probably
as far
right.
as they were concerned, look, use marijuana, go to jail. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. I don't care if you're blind. I don't care if you're dying. If you use marijuana, go to jail.
In a study published online by the International Journal of Drug Policy, researchers from Texas A&M Health Science Center analyzed two sets of data designed to monitor emerging drug use trends, the Arrestee Drug Abuse Monitoring System and the Drug Abuse Warning Network, from locations where medical marijuana laws have been put into effect. ADAM, the first system, is based on urine tests of adult and juvenile arrestees, while DAWN tracks mentions of drug use in records of hospital emergency departments. Both sets of data from before and after implementation of the medical marijuana laws were looked at in a time series analysis based on the premise that if the law in question has an impact, either positive or negative, then the series of observations that follow its implementation will have a different slope or trend than those that have occurred before. In both sets of data from California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, the researchers found no change in the trend after medical marijuana laws went into effect. Consistent with other studies of the liberalization of cannabis laws, they wrote, the results indicate that medical cannabis laws do not increase use of the drug. In fact, as we've seen in places like the Netherlands, even semi-legalization doesn't increase use of the drug. Now, it increased tourism a little bit for drug use, but as far as the actual residents of the area.
Residents.
Right.
And it even decreased with high school students.
That's true. A second study in the Journal of Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndromes, also published online ahead of its appearance in print, compared the THC pill marketed as Marinol to smoked marijuana supplied by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. While both medications proved effective at stimulating appetite, reducing the need for other medications to combat gastrointestinal problems and help patients sleep, it took 8 times the recommended dose of Marinol to roughly equal the efficacy of weak marijuana. So you'd have to take 8 times as much Marinol as you would a crappy, regsy marijuana cigarette.
I'm thinking about, the government's just painted marijuana into such a boogeyman for the average person who doesn't do it. They imagine that if we legalize marijuana, then, sloth would run rampant.
Mm-hmm.
People would, slip into stupors and never get anything done. And
black men would have sex with white women.
Well, I think they're doing that already.
That was the real reason it was actually originally made illegal, you know.
It was in the propaganda.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the only reason.
It was one of them.
There were lots and lots of reasons it was made illegal, and
right.
None of them has much of anything to do with the average citizen.
The study's double dummy design successfully prevented patients from identifying which active treatment they were receiving at any given time, overcoming a common problem with marijuana and THC studies. Although researchers characterized the efficacy of Marinol and whole marijuana in the study as similar, only whole marijuana produced statistically significant improvements in patients' levels of hunger, desire to eat, and quality of sleep. Marijuana also produced a higher daily caloric intake than even the highest Marinol dose. Although in this small and relatively brief study, the difference did not reach statistical significance. Neither treatment produced significant negative side effects. Strikingly, when patients were given a series of tests measuring learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, neither marijuana nor oral THC produced any significant changes in performance. So it's just not true that marijuana makes you into a dullard.
What?
If you're a dullard and you smoke marijuana, it's not going to make you smarter. But if you're smart and you smoke marijuana, it's not going to make you stupid. That's what they're saying here. And so all of the studies completely counteract all of the things government says about marijuana. Does anyone believe this government anymore? More on the way. This is your show. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live. Alcohol in Australia, coming up. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories to shop from, new and used items, great free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole bunch of items. And the best part is that beyond the good deals you'll get, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you enter through that link. Again, it's amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, tomorrow night, starting tomorrow night and for the rest of the broadcast week, Free Talk Live will no longer be in our regular studio. We'll be on location in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel for the upcoming Liberty Forum, the 2008 Liberty Forum, the second one ever. It's put on by the Free State Project, and I believe it's still not too late. If you want to get a 10% discount, we'll tell you how here in a moment. But, man, it's going to be here in literally hours from now, Mark. We're going to be heading out tomorrow afternoon, getting into Nashua sometime, I don't know, around 5-ish, 5:30, and then we'll quickly set up all of our equipment, and hopefully everything will work. I think it will be. I've tested it already. And we'll be on the air for our normal show starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And if you're there, if you're going to be at the Liberty Forum, stop by the table. Sit down. We'll have an extra microphone. It'll be kind of like Free Talk Live, except you don't have to call in. You can just sit down and talk on the mic like we do. Anyway, so we're going to be doing our show live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all from the Liberty Forum. Inevitably, we're going to be able to pull some libertarian luminaries over to talk with us. I'm expecting we'll definitely be talking with our friend Gardner Goldsmith. I think we'll probably be able to get Bernard von Nothaus over there. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll get Glenn Jacobs from the WWE.
We'll have Ron Paul again?
Kane. We didn't have Ron Paul last time.
We've had him on previously, though.
We had him on by phone, but yes, we might. I don't know. He probably is going to show up on Sunday. I don't think we're going to see him on Saturday. So if he's not there Saturday night, we're not going to be able to get him because he's closing the engagement on Sunday afternoon. Mm. He's the closing speaker. But there are going to be all kinds of libertarian superstars, if you will, walking around, and we're going to try to get as many of them on the show as possible, and you as well, if you're there. So looking forward to seeing you there. Looking forward to all the wonderful events that are going to be going on. Of course, panel discussions. There are going to be people getting together, hanging out. Thursday night, there's a get-together put on by our sponsor, our wonderful sponsor, SACL CAI. They're doing a little meet-and-greet for authors on Thursday night, so our very own Gardner Goldsmith is going to be there signing his book. And
they're giving away the special Free Talk Live limited edition iPod.
That's right. F. Paul Wilson is also going to be there. Now, to get the iPod, you have to have a copy of Gardner Goldsmith's book.
Ah.
Right?
And fine book that it is.
Right. So you can, you, if you don't have it with you, Gardner's going to have, I think, like a few dozen copies with him. So you can buy a copy of Gardner's book while you're there Thursday night. This is only good Thursday night. You get a copy of Gardner's book, and then you can get entered in the Free Talk Live iPod contest.
Jason Osborne is so awesome.
Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, he is the man. He has created this custom Free Talk Live iPod with some sort of engraving. I think it's our logo or something. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the pictures yet.
I don't know. It's etched in some way. I can sort of imagine it in my mind, and I imagine it being beautiful.
Well, it's an iPod, so, I mean, it's the real deal. It's not some, other brand. This is, an iPod on its own is pretty expensive, so the customization is even more special. And it'll have, of course, several episodes of Free Talk Live preloaded onto it.
And some special stuff that we're putting on.
That's right. You're going to be recording something unique after the show tonight that will, I guess, only be going on that one iPod, right?
At least it'll go there first.
You will have
the first and limited edition.
You'll be the exclusive on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also going to be a high-quality copy of The Market for Liberty, that my version of the great book, the audio book, is going to be on there as well. I believe some Gardner Goldsmith show archives, Against the Grain, is going to be on there. Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful little prize and a great excuse to show up a little early for the Liberty Forum. There's nothing really official beyond the SACL CAI get-together going on Thursday night, so you're going to want to be there for that. And, of course, then you're going to want to be there Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Ron Paul, Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, Barry Cooper, NeverGetBusted.com. I'm sure we'll get Barry on the show. And who else? Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Some great anti-tax advocates are going to be there. And plenty of Free State Project members, prospective participants, and just people that generally love liberty. They're all going to be, hundreds of them, all in the same hotel for the entire weekend. It's a hell of a time, and I highly recommend you be there. If you want to get registered and you want to save 10%, now's the time to do it, because tomorrow, I don't think it's valid anymore. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum will get you to the registration page. You can learn more about it there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. The code you need is 2008FTL, and that will save you 10%. That's 2008FTL. All right, so Mark, let's talk about alcohol in Australia.
Yep.
What's going on over
from
there?
From A&I, Aussie girls are selling themselves for beer.
Oh, my.
Study. Alcoholism is so rampant among Australian youngsters that girls as young as 11 get into prostitution for a couple of cans of beers, as a report by Sydney's Odyssey House.
Oh, my goodness.
The annual report said children as young as 10 were being admitted to Odyssey's treatment program for alcohol abuse. According to Sydney youth campaigner and head of youth off the streets, Father Chris Riley, it was not surprising that the report showed that kids as young as 10 were abusing alcohol. Father Riley said that his personal experiences helping troubled kids were echoed in the report. And some of the communities were working in at 9:30 in the morning. 12 and 13-year-olds have bottles of Jack Daniels in their hands, and it's just shocking the way these things are available to kids, news.com.au quoted Father Riley as saying. He added, in one of our communities we work in, a group of girls aged between 11 and 16 go down to the bars and clubs at 1 a.m. because that is when they will close and will prostitute themselves simply for a can of or two of beer.
Wow.
This is common throughout the communities we're working in.
So they must be sneaking out of the house then to go and do this. 11-year-olds have parents.
I don't know. It sounds to me like some really horrible parenting's going on.
Yeah, something's seriously wrong with the at-home situation here. I mean, number one, your kids are addicted to alcohol. Number two, they're so addicted they're going out to sell themselves in order to buy more of the alcohol. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the solution to this problem, at least from my perspective, is...
Right.
Go ahead.
But, well, Father Riley's suggesting that it's the culture of alcoholism is at fault here. But in fact, what the problem is, Father Riley, is that the child labor laws. Because
they can't work.
Right. Little girls, how is an 11-year-old girl going to get money to purchase a couple of cans of beer? It's not getting the beer that's the problem, obviously.
Right.
It's the getting the money to purchase the beer. Because I got, you know, I managed to get liquor. I don't think I had my first real drink. I don't think I was drunk until 16 or something like that. But I managed to do it at 16, 17 years old. It was not really a problem for me. I imagine that
you had work. You were out doing something.
Right. I was paying for it. And, you know,
still illegal. You were still against. It was not legal for you to drink at that age. And I don't imagine it's legal in Australia for an 11-year-old to drink either.
I don't know. You know, that's the way I see it. Is it's really the child labor laws, because if these girls could have jobs, they could work for the money, and then you have the problem of the access to the alcohol. I think a lot of them wouldn't be drinking if it wasn't prohibited to them in the first place.
Sure, there's that factor. Prohibiting drinking amongst teenagers encourages drinking amongst teenagers,
right?
Because that's what kids do. They do what you tell them not to do.
And clearly, all the laws in the world haven't stopped it from happening.
Right, a crackdown's not going to stop it.
Right, alcoholism. As awful as it may be, does seem to work for adults that are, you know, A, have jobs and are able to work.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're functional alcoholics. Sure.
Right, absolutely. The vast majority of alcoholics are functional. And B, are, it's legal for them to purchase it.
Right.
The problem comes in. The reason these girls are prostituting themselves is either to get the money to get the alcohol or to get the alcohol in general.
Yeah.
The problem here in this scenario is these girls are prostituting themselves and leaving themselves up into all kinds of awful diseases. That's much larger than them consuming the alcohol.
Now, what do you think? What would happen to an 11-year-old girl if she were caught selling herself for alcohol? I mean, prostitution's illegal too, isn't it? I mean, we're going to presume that it is, okay? We're going to presume that it's illegal for an 11-year-old in Australia to drink, and it's also illegal for her to sell her body for sex. Is putting her in a jail cell going to solve her problem? Is that going to make her alcoholism go away? Is that going to make her life any better than it is right now?
No, it's going to make her life worse, so therefore she'll be more likely to be
drink when she gets
drunk or use other kinds of drugs or that kind of thing, because she'll have less to live for.
Right, so the solution is to make it, first of all, I would say abolish the drinking age. That way kids aren't as, it's not as sexy, it's not as cool to drink. That, I think, would solve a lot of the issues with drinking in teenagers. But also to make it so that kids can work under a certain age. Kids at any age can work as long as someone's willing to hire them. That would solve a lot of these issues right off the bat. Will it make a perfect world? No. Will there still be problems? Of course. But I think it would go a long way to make things a lot better. I want to hear what you think. 800-259-9231. What's your solution to this problem? Coming up, an open letter to the black community. Appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Do you need an...